I'm Ollie Kohler, and I'm in fifth hour, and I have Kucherov versus Brezhnev.
So, who were Nikita Khrushchev and Leonid Brezhnev?
Well, Kucherov was the leader of the USSR after Stalin had already been, after he was out of office, and Brezhnev was like his right-hand man, and he also took over the country after Kucherov had finished with it, once he was done with his rule. But Kucherov was he was communist, and so was Brezhnev. They were both communists, and yeah.
And what were their actions during the Cold War?
Well, Kucherov, he, during World War II, he mobilized troops to fight the Nazis in Germany and in the Ukraine, with the Battle of Stalingrad. He mobilized troops for that battle. He also started de-Stalinization in Russia, tried to redo everything that Stalin did, and tried to take that all away, which was a good thing. He also was a big part in the Cuban Missile Crisis. He was the one who decided to remove the missiles from Cuba, and and Brezhnev was just kind of there for the whole thing. He was just kind of his right-hand man and helping him make decisions and stuff. Yeah.
Did they have any fights?
No, not really, other than the Cuban Missile Crisis in Stalingrad that Kucherov, then I just mentioned that Kucherov and Brezhnev were part of, but no, not other than that, those were the only two deaths.
And so how did this affect the Cold War?
Well, it affected the Cold War, but because if they weren't there, then there would not have been missiles in Cuba, and those that the Cuban Missile Crisis was a large part in the war, because if Cuba were to have launched the missiles at the U.S., that would have made the U.S. want to attack somebody else, and then that could have destroyed the whole world, and that would not have been good.
Do you have any final remarks?
Nope.
Thank you.